Can you help me understand the role that our works play in getting us to heaven? It's confusing to hear that Christianity is not works-based, and to also hear that faith without works is dead. Wonderful question. All right, I'm going to slip in a little bit that comes 2 weeks from now, because this is the bigger topic, but this is such a good question, and it is confusing a lot. I think the best way I can answer this is I'm going to put God here, and anyone who is a theist, meaning they believe in God, there's only two ways to even think about trying to relate rightly to Him. The first is by, I'm going to put the word performance, or I could put the word works there, which is the same thing, works, where because it's what I do for God or don't do because of God in performing, I like to call this the religion of do or the religion of works. And that's where most all religious people are coming from outside of the Christian faith, who's going to kind of come from a different perspective over here. But this produces in a person, it does produce in them a righteousness. Now, I'm going to put an R here for righteous. It's a particular type of righteousness. That's why I have a dash in front of it. And it is a righteousness that becomes based on our works, what we do or what we don't do. So I'm going to call that self-righteousness. Now, when we hear the word self-righteous, we say we don't like self-righteous people, right? Well, we actually do like self-righteous people. What we don't like, we don't care how people become righteous. What we don't like are haughty, obnoxious, self-righteous people. Otherwise, we don't care how they get good, right? And that produces... Now, here's the thing. I don't want to give the long illustration, but just to abbreviate it. If I wanted to play golf with my wife, or you wanted to play golf, I'll use the male as the person here. If you wanted to play golf and you're married and you want to play golf and you've promised your wife forever and ever that you were going to be, you know, with her on this given day, and that given day you get invited to play Augusta National, which is the top course in the country and most play, and you're so excited and you think, oh, I have a promise to my wife, so you end up buying her flowers and necklace and all that stuff, and she's so excited when you bring it home, and she just thinks you're the greatest husband imaginable, and I can't believe you did this for me. She asks, why'd you do this? I just been thinking about you, how much I love you, love you, love you. And finally, you say, oh, you like those? No, oh, I love them. And then you say, well, there's something I love too. And when she hears that, her head tilts with suspicion, and you say golf and Saturday, which is when you devoted your day to be with her. And she realizes why you did those things, and she gets so mad, she takes the flowers and throws them in the trash. She takes the necklace, rips them off her neck, throws them at you and says, you repulse me. Well, it wasn't that she quit liking flowers. She quit liking necklaces. No, she saw the motive behind the action. That's works right there. Well, God, I've been giving you my money. God, I've been giving you time. I've been serving people. I've been religious, going to church. And he goes, that repulses me. You're trying to earn my favor. The other approach over here we're going to learn about in the last week, 2 weeks from now, which will be grace. Grace is God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. That's why it begins here and goes this direction. This is a religion called done. It's what he has done for us. It creates a righteousness within us, but it's Christ's righteousness in us. And that's what I'm going to help explain next week. So I'm going to pause and not explain that too much at this point. Now, a lot of people say, oh, is that where you walk down an aisle, pray a prayer, and voila? No, no. There's another word here, which I said we'll cover next time, which is the word love. Now, here's the deal. When this happens, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 that it creates, his love for us creates a desire to, and I'm going to use the word perform or to work, but it's not in order that God will love us. It is because God has loved us. If you look at this and you divide it in this way, what the question is asking that we just read was, wait, I hear two things. I hear it's by faith alone, and I hear that faith without works is dead, which comes out of the book of James. One person is writing, James is talking about faith without works is dead. He's writing on this side, James. Paul is writing about this side. And so this is saying over here, it's faith alone that actually brings us to faith. But faith, which is true faith, is never alone. It always carries with a change of life. But again, this one over here is in order that love. I'm loving you in order that you will love me. Over here, oh, I'm loving you because you love me. So the question that we all have to ask, and I'll help you understand this one 2 weeks from now, does our religion begin here and just stop there? Or does our religion actually start here and go all the way around? And the point is, if you say, I only go to here, but I don't do that, that's faith without works. It's not real faith. Dead means it's not real. So hopefully that helps you understand the that's a great, important question to understand the distinction.